to the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free, bring up whatever you want. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free SACL CAI call-in line, 1-855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And Allie.
All right. So, of course, you can bring up anything. The big news, as far as I'm concerned, and you guys certainly agreed on this. In fact, it was you guys that brought in all the news about the Occupy events happening today. Derek, you talked about last hour in Boston. Overnight, they arrested over 140 people for a nonsense charge known as unlawful assembly.
Scandalous.
And, of course, we're hoping that many of these people who are arrested will decide to take these charges to court rather than just knuckling under, paying whatever the fine is, try to make it go away. And then hopefully that the Occupy folks will show up at the courthouse on those particular days. So hopefully we'll hear more good news about that. Of course, Boston isn't the only place where things are happening. Allie, you've got some updates on both San Francisco and some news that happened before the Occupy event in New York City.
Yeah, in San Francisco, I got the story from San Francisco Gate by Vivian Ho. There's a week-long encampment in San Francisco outside the Federal Reserve Bank Thursday. By Wednesday, it says it's grown to 50 people. Around 9:30 p.m. Wednesday, police handed a notice to Occupy San Francisco protesters that although the city and police department, quote unquote, celebrate and protect free speech and the right to assemble, their encampment violated several city laws. They included a ban on having an open flame on a street or sidewalk, creating a public nuisance, disorderly conduct, and lodging and serving food without a permit.
Uh-oh.
Naughty, naughty.
All kinds of disobedient things going on out there.
I'm so glad they didn't get a permit for the food thing.
Yes. I know.
That really makes the police look bad.
Protesters began taking down tents and removing belongings, activists said Thursday, but also posted the police notice online. More than 100 supporters subsequently arrived at the encampment. At 12:45 a.m., Department of Public Works employees arrived in trucks and began removing campers' possessions as police stood guard.
They just stole property? They were just taking their property
it's
in the middle of the night?
It's not stealing when we do it.
The police separated the protesters from their equipment and then brought in trucks and just started loading everything in. The quote says,
"Wow,
they took everything," said one protester, who was asked to be identified as Leslie M. They said if we showed an effort that we were removing our stuff and taking down our tents, it would be okay, which they did Wednesday. And then later that night at 12:45 a.m., they started hauling in all their stuff and taking it away. And now it's confiscated equipment. It's evidence, I guess.
Now, the San Francisco cops have a lot of experience at this. Up in, before this, they've been attacking a homeless encampment, if I'm recalling correctly.
Yeah.
There's a long-running, like years running homeless encampment somewhere in San Francisco, and at some point some bureaucrat in the city or some group of bureaucrats decided they were going to pick on these folks, and so the cops went and they literally rounded them up and probably confiscated their tents as well. I know that where I come from in Florida, the police are known to go to homeless encampments and just cut tents, just cut them.
Did they put them in cages, or they were just sending a message that I'm going to destroy your property, although you don't even have a home?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, sometimes they'll cage you, sometimes they won't. It just depends on who you're dealing with.
My goodness.
But, I mean, that's essentially what they're doing here. They're attacking homeless people, because those people, that's their home. They're camping out in the park.
Yeah, well, I guess it sort of surprises me that they would use the same aggressive tactics on people who are protesters, because these are obviously people who are willing to speak out and believe in civil rights, or I don't know for sure what this Occupy event is all about, but I assume it has something to do with civil liberties, and for the police to just go in there and think that it's going to be the same story as with the homeless, I think they're wrong. I think there's going to be outrage about this, I hope.
I certainly hope so, and this just happened, when was this went down?
This was it was Wednesday night. It was 12:45 a.m., so it was
last week.
Thursday, yeah.
So, yeah, I know that there was some sort of a effort to occupy the Fed as well. And as I understand it, a number of the people in the Occupy movements really understand that the Fed is a problem. So that's one of the common threads between them and the Tea Party, is there's a lot of people in both
right.
who get that that is a, you know, sort of a common enemy, so to speak.
Yeah, it's great that you hear liberals and conservatives alike coming out against the Fed, which I used to think that if someone was coming out against the Fed, it must mean that we agree about more stuff than we necessarily do. But it doesn't seem like anyone likes the Federal Reserve these days.
Well, just the concept that a private bank would own the currency supply and issue the money. Who would agree with it? Yeah, I think that's a difficult concept for anyone to swallow.
Except for the banks. I mean, they might like the
But it's been talked about for a long time. I mean, even Henry Ford commented about it in his time, saying that if people understood what was going on with the monetary system in this country, yeah, they would rise up. So
maybe it's happening.
Yeah, I think it's happening a little bit later than Henry Ford may have hoped, but... Yeah, people are aware that this is not a good situation to be in.
So in the San Francisco situation, where they're coming in there, separating people from their equipment and then just confiscating it, did they make any arrests in that incident, or is it just, we're going to steal your stuff, screw you?
They did make an arrest of this one guy who was accused of assault, but...
So there was a warrant out for him or something like that, or...
I think it was from the event. They said that he assaulted a police officer.
I see. He may have said, hey, put down my tent, and tried to grab it, and that might have gotten him an assault charge.
Yeah, I didn't give any details. It just said he was being accused of assault.
Well, usually those articles come from mostly police report stories anyway, so you kind of have to read between the lines about what happened.
Right. I mean, and even, honestly... for me, defending your property, there's nothing wrong with that, although I don't suggest it when there's a cop aggressing on you. It's not a good idea. But
well, Derek can speak to that. I mean, you were trying to defend your property a few weeks ago when they arrested you for it.
Well, yeah, and if anything was... So the cop was asking me, whose property is this? No one really spoke up, although I was holding on to it, and... The one thing that was clear to me is that since the cop is asking, it's not his. He has no right to take it. He walked up to it when it was already there. So it does not belong to him. It doesn't belong. The tents don't belong to those cops who are walking up to them. They're just acting like they own everything.
Well, right. As long as you have a badge on, you can just take anything you want from anybody that you want. And... You know, maybe later down the line, some man in a robe will issue an order saying that you have to return that, but that might be 6 months down the road. When was it that arrest happened, Derek? It was well over a month ago.
Yeah, it was on the 9th of September.
Right, so it's been over a month. It was my amplifier. It was what you were protecting. I was in jail, so I couldn't be there at the event to speak up for my own equipment. You were in charge of it at that particular event. It was a dance party that you had put together. And so, essentially, I've been deprived of, and you and everybody else who is using that property has been deprived of the ability to use it, and there's some level of value there, like, for instance, we use it for our karaoke after parties.
Right, it brings people together. I mean, people use this equipment to share in a good time with each other.
But now that's been completely crapped on by the local police department. And so I guess the rule is, as long as someone walks up to you and flashes a badge, you just have to hand over everything that you have to them, right? Because if you resist, then you get all kinds of extra charges, like assault or resisting arrest or
obstructing government administration.
Hand it over.
Well, that's their attitude. I don't encourage that.
But even the police will
hold on to your property.
Even the police will admit that there is a problem out there with regular folks imitating the police, and they'll say that, you know, you're supposed to be cautious of these police imitators out there. But how are you supposed to do that exactly? I mean, if a cop comes up and says, "Hand that over," it's not going to go real well if you say, "Well, how do I know you're a cop?"
Yeah.
Well, I've always been interested to see what would happen if someone made that claim, because I was saying to the police, you know, who are you? I don't know who you are. You're just some stranger trying to take my stuff.
Exactly.
And so I did make it clear that I don't know who they are. I don't care what kind of badge they have. So.
There's one way that you can handle that I've heard of, and that is to call the police department. So, like, if you really are serious about using this objection, you could at least lodge a complaint call to the police department and say, hey, someone here is here claiming to be one of your officers.
That's a great idea.
Can you verify that Officer Kopcha is supposed to be here at, you know, right now? That kind of thing. That would be the only way to really check it out that I can think of. Your thoughts, your suggestions, certainly welcome. 1-855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
The first secret to success is recognizing opportunity. The second is to act on it. But how do you gain the skills to know how and when? AllSuccessClub.com. Meet successful individuals online and in exotic locations around the world. Find out from the rich and famous how they went from rags to riches and learn how to achieve financial independence for yourself. Your path to success begins now at AllSuccessClub.com.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
Hello again. I hope all is well. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. We are sourced for gold and silver. Not much has changed since we last spoke. The economy remains in the tank. Unemployment is a national disaster, and there's zero leadership in Washington. Experts tell us that the stock market is headed towards 7,000. The deficit will continue to climb. Still, gold is expected to go to 2,000 by the first quarter. That'd put silver back nearing 50 bucks. Frankly, Scarlett, there are no solid options available beyond precious metals. Please give me a call, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, for an informative, no-pressure conversation. John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and I look forward to hearing from you.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And Allie.
Inviting you to our website. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there. Dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of this program. See it for yourself over at shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, you need to know about
ManVentureOutpost.com. They carry knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. Some their prices are so low in some cases they can't even be mentioned on the air. So get an additional 5% off with our coupon code, which is FTL, as in Free Talk Live. And you can get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. We're continuing to update you on a variety of Occupy-related news, but there's other stuff to discuss tonight. Coming up, the illegal treehouse. We'll tell you more about that. But first, news out of New York City, Allie, that actually came before the protests. What happened?
Well, what happened was there was a charitable donation by J.P. Morgan Chase to the New York City Police Foundation beginning in 2010, J.P. Morgan Chase donated technology, time, and resources valued at $4.6 million to the New York City Police Foundation, including 1,000 new patrol car laptops. The gift was the largest in the history of the foundation and will enable the New York City Police Department to strengthen security in the Big Apple. This is from the J.P. Morgan Chase website.
Mm-hmm. It's disgusting. That was the largest donation the NYPD ever received?
Right.
Oh, pull your accounts if you have any accounts with that bank.
Exactly. Well, there's only
bank you want to support.
J.P. Morgan Chase. Yeah, if you're one of the Occupy people, I would hope you don't have any of their. You're not banking with Chase.
And apparently, actually, Allie, you showed me something during one of the breaks. Speaking of J.P. Morgan, apparently these guys have just been eating up banks over the last 15, 20 years. There's a graphic over it. It's lewrockwell.com. Is where they link to it. What's the blog post title that people can look for to where they can find this graphic and see it for themselves? Because it's really, it seems like it's kind of like stating the obvious that these banks have been gobbling up other banks, but it really shows it in a graphical way that's
right,
pretty stunning.
It's really, it's a good graphic. It's lewrockwell.com/blog. The post is called Sasquatch of Wall Street.
And it was posted, what, today, yesterday, something like that?
It was posted...
It's a great blog, by the way, lewrockwell.com. Mm-hmm. There's always something fresh on there, some neat graphic or video related to Liberty.
Yeah, it was posted yesterday.
Okay.
And it basically just shows from 1990 to now how many banks there used to be in 1990 and how they've sort of been consolidated. And now there's Citigroup, J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo.
Yeah, it shows how many of them. I mean, obviously, there's still more banks than that, but those are like the big four, and it shows just how many banks they have just eaten mm-hmm. over the years. It's
well,
incredible.
It seems that it's not so much an aggressive tactic of the banks as much as the regulations are tying up the smaller businesses mm-hmm. and making
right.
it impossible for them to work, because I know that people aren't happy with the banks today. You
right.
certainly know that. So why isn't competition being introduced? Because the regulations are too oppressive.
I have a question about credit unions. I've heard some people talk about credit unions like they're separate from banks and they're so much better. But I don't have enough financial savviness to understand why they're different.
Okay, so I know a little bit about this. Mark would be better to answer this. I'm sure there's credit union members listening that could answer your questions better. But from the basic knowledge I understand is a credit union is owned by the members. So it's set up as a not-for-profit company, so therefore they can roll more of their money back into giving, you know, higher interest rates, which, of course, interest rates anywhere suck.
Right.
But the idea is it's owned by the bank, so it's a more localized control situation. That's kind of the basic difference. I'm sure there's a lot more that I'm not privy to. Let's go to you and your thoughts here. We'll start out with Michael, listening in South Carolina. Hello, Michael.
Hey, Ian. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Basically, I just wanted to throw out a tactic for debating status. And one thing that I've come up against is when you talk about rejecting the state, people always want to raise a lot of objections. They want to know about, you know, who's going to provide the roads, who's going to provide the police, and so on. I found it easier if you just argue for secession rather than talk about all those things.
So you're talking about focus on like a federal level, focus on that rather than getting into the nitty gritty details of how local government would be outside of them having monopoly.
Well, that would be a good start. I normally put it in general terms, just about self-determination, which I think is a more positive term. It doesn't come with all the baggage that secession may come with, but
like individual secession, individual seceding from their local governments.
Well, it could ultimately get down to that. Most people don't take it as that when you begin to argue, when you begin to talk about this. But you could talk about it initially, at the state level, or even at the federal level. You could talk about like the United States seceding from the UN, or Italy seceding from the EU, and so on. And most people would say, well, there's nothing wrong with that. And then if you get them to agree in theory that self-determination is a right, then I think you've basically won most of the battle.
I really like that.
Yeah. So, what kind of response do you get when you propose to secede?
It depends on the person. Honestly, like the more where I live in South Carolina, the more rural and traditional the person is, the more antipathy they have for the government in general. That's a generalization, but it seems to hold up with me. And when I use this kind of argument, that basically, people have a right to be free, and then put it in those terms of self-determination, most people agree with me.
And so you're saying most... Sorry?
Yes. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
You're saying most people resonate, so there are people who have not resonated with the idea of self-determination?
Well, some people don't. Some people think, well, that's going to naturally lead to violence. What about law and order?
Well, usually the objection of a person like that would be, well, of course I can be self-determined, but it's all those other people.
I see. So, so it resonates with the individual, but not not about everyone else.
They can't see allowing other people to be free because they believe they're monsters and they need to have government around to control them.
What do you think about the Civil War?
Me personally?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I'm a South Carolinian. A lot of my family were killed off by the U.S. military. I do believe in secession. While I don't support the Constitution, some of the specific things in the Confederate Constitution or the institution of slavery, I do think that I do wish that we had been able to succeed without
Michael,
war.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate you bringing that up with folks. I think it's really important to talk to people about secession today. I think it's a viable political solution, and it's certainly something that needs to get out there. In fact, polls recently have shown that like 1 out of 5 Americans already thinks that secession is a good idea. So if you're starting with that kind of support, it wouldn't be too hard to convince more people about it. Certainly people hate D.C. all over the place. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com?
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Question: when the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer: yes. If you have top quality survival gear from the survivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. The survivalzone.com specializes in ready-to-go wilderness, 72-hour, and compact survival kits, plus freeze-dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with the survivalzone.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of these airwaves via the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And Allie.
We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Lots of archives are there for you, going all the way back to 2006, and all of them completely free. So just go click, download, and enjoy on the house, freetalklive.com. Now, one of the other things you can do at Free Talk Live at our website is you can contribute to us via Bitcoin. Use this brand new, well, newish. It's one of the newest currencies in the world, and it's starting to, I think, really take hold, at least in the digital world, because that's the only place it can operate at this point. It's a digital currency that essentially acts like digital cash in that it can be completely anonymous, which means it's useful for a variety of things. Plus, you don't have to worry about transaction fees or banks or any sort of third party getting in the way of you and the individual with whom you're doing a transaction. In fact, there is no central Bitcoin organization. There's nothing that the feds could target to take out. The entire thing is a distributed peer-to-peer system for transferring value from one person to another. And you can actually get Bitcoins now by depositing cash at thousands of banking locations across the U.S., including some of the big ones. And you can learn more about these wonderful little digital currencies over at exchangebitcoins.com. That's exchangebitcoins.com. That'll help you get your hands, your digital hands, so to speak, on some Bitcoins. Let's go to you and your thoughts. Ray is listening in Washington. Ray, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, you know, you were talking about what people yell at when you're at a protest.
And I was people like driving by yelling, get a job, or F you.
Yeah. And, you know, I was at a war protest with my daughter, And probably maybe 5-6 years ago, she's like 30-something now, girl, 31 or something. And, you know, we got the regular people who drove by and yelled those kind of things at us. But what was really interesting was that there was a recruiting office right close to them. Now, you got to remember, I'm 53 years old, so I just missed getting sent off to Vietnam and getting slaughtered. And in those days, it really wasn't a choice. You were drafted, and you either...
Yep.
Or a real hero and run to Canada. That's what the real heroes did. Or you go over and you kill a bunch of people you didn't know or do whatever. And in a lot of cases, people like killing other people, and so they joined in on that kind of a thing. But these young recruits got an idea. There was, most of the protesters were, I was young. A lot of them were 60 and up from there, and they had been in Vietnam and known the horrors of war and stuff. And so these young enlistment people, they weren't even in the military yet, I don't think, they were just all signed up, they got in their shorts and got their American flag, and there was probably 15 or 20 of them, and they run around in circles around us and, you know, telling us we didn't know what we were doing. We didn't even have a clue, they said to us. Now, I often thought to myself, that was 5 or 6 years ago, are any of those guys missing a leg today? Are any of them dead? You know, are any of them, when they looked at us, we were doing plenty of work for them. What they didn't realize is we were all old, and we all knew that our government would lie to us and slaughter us and sell us for Goldman Sachs so that we would only be a part of the Boeing war machine or the Lockheed war machine. You know, this is the, you know, when you hear that guy, I just looked at those young people and I thought, boy, your life, if you even make it, you got a lot to learn.
Yeah, that's interesting because it's sort of the opposite of what you usually think of with the older generation being pro-establishment and the younger generation challenging that, and the older people are saying, you don't know what you're talking about. I fought in a war for you, and the only reason you're not speaking Chinese right now is whatever. You know.
Well, it just goes to show that there's different people of disparate viewpoints at various different points in age. So there are still a lot of people in an older age who are very, very pro-war and pro-state. But
yeah, well, and you have to remember back in 66 to 68, we had some of the greatest protesters of all time. They gave up their life in some protest.
Well, right. And of course, you get people who have been in the military. A lot of cases, people that get in the military, that's when they learn. They finally learn the truth about what it is that they're engaging in.
You know, they often say that military makes a man out of people. Now, I was never in the military, and I've been a good father. My children are old and have done well. And I always say to them, and I say this on the local talk radio show, if I go into the military and for 3 months some guy yells at me and says disgusting things about my mother, what part of that's going to make a man out of me?
Hear, hear.
You know, yeah. I mean, it's just to think that these guys, Bubba from North Carolina someplace, who may not even be on my same level of life, can just scream and yell at me all day and make me dig a hole so he'll bury a cigarette 6 feet. What part of that's going to ever make a man out of me?
Ray, and what in your opinion makes you a man?
What makes you a man is living up to your obligations, sticking by your family, trying to do the right thing. You know, you don't. I often say to people who talk about Christianity, just do the right thing. That's all you've got to do. Just open the door for an elderly person. Try to help out your fellow human being. Just do the right thing.
Right, and the right thing doesn't include following the orders of politicians to go and murder people around the world.
Yes, challenge them makes a man out of you. Challenge what they say so that a generation... I would say
that makes a human being out of you because, obviously, women should, you know, be doing the
same
thing.
Don't feel left out. I do all these things, too.
Right, exactly.
I'm a man.
You're more of a man than a lot of people. How about that?
You know, there's real women and real men, and that's just how life is. And,
thanks,
you know,
Ray, for the thoughts. I appreciate hearing from you at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I feel like I kind of trapped him into that one. I wasn't taking what he said to be sexist.
Sure.
He really put it beautifully, I think.
I agree.
He didn't seem to be intimidated by those men who were running circles around him. And that can be a very intimidating thing, but he kept his ground. And I really like where he's coming
from. Especially when they're waving the American flag. That's very scary.
Well, yeah, their gang sign.
Well, look at the, you, going back to the question about old people being one way and younger people being another as far as their opinions on war. Obviously, the reason that they're targeting 18-year-old boys in the first place is because they're ignorant, and they're just fresh out of a government indoctrination camp where the military is built up constantly. The military's on campus. In most cases, I'm fortunate that I went to a high school where there wasn't a military recruiting program on campus, which is very, very rare for a government school. I mean, those guys are everywhere.
We took time out of class to be recruited at.
Wow.
We came in thinking we were going to have class. I think it was government class. And there are some guys in fatigues trying to tell us to join the military.
So they were at the front of the class and just giving you a big
telling
pitch.
Us about all the benefits and how it's going to be so great if you join the military. And
you could get
$5,000. You want to go to college? I bet you can't pay for college. Well, you can now if you join the military.
You
sign up today.
Might have already won some very valuable prizes.
Yeah, exactly. And $5,000 sounds like a lot of money to a kid in high school.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know what the signing bonuses are now, but I think it's like 5 or 10 or something like that. Where if you just sign up, kids, you'll get this bonus. You could get a new car. The girls love men with cars. Men in uniform. They have all these pitches.
No, the men in uniform thing is true. That's a great thing. But
but these fatigues are disgusting.
Oh yeah, no, the uniforms have gotten way
they
awful
make you look
now.
Fat they, and just. They're bad color and stuff.
But they won't tell you in class that the soldiers for the past few months haven't been getting paid or that there was a problem with the soldiers getting paid. They won't tell you that.
They won't tell you about the rates of suicide.
No. Yeah. Or post-traumatic stress disorder and all the
There was one girl in the class who's like, my brother's at war, and I'm really worried about him right now. I don't know. I haven't heard from him. And I'm just worried that something terrible has happened, and the recruiters were just like, we didn't want to talk about war. We just want to talk about benefits.
Yeah,
right. We only do training in the military. There's never war.
Toll-free number, 855-453. That's brought to you by SACL CAI, by the way, that number, 1-855-450-3733. You're welcome to comment on military recruiting. Maybe you've been targeted by recruiters. Maybe you were a recruiter once, and now you've repented, and you're trying to do the right thing. More on the way, 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Get in the zone!
Turn a blind eye to your windshield wipers, and you could be driving blind. That's why it's a great rule of thumb to replace your wipers every 6 months to ensure clear, safe visibility. Right now at AutoZone, buy one Duralast FlexBlade wiper with advanced wiper technology for superior all-weather performance, and get the second one half off. See store for restrictions and details. Get the visibility you need with Duralast FlexBlade wipers only at AutoZone, where parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone. As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Freeze-dry guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering freeze-dry guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy 4-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free at 1-855-453. That's 855-450-3733. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. And if you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, get in touch with SACL CAI. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, do you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's right there at the top of our banner column. Again, freetalklive.com. And don't forget, over at freetalklive.com, there's a variety of different features there for you. You can help support the show by going to promote.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll find a whole list of things that you can do to help Free Talk Live get into more ears around the world and bring more people to the ideas of freedom. Once again, promote.freetalklive.com. To the phones and the fun, Phil is listening in Indianapolis to WXNT. Hey, Phil.
How you guys doing tonight?
Super.
Great.
What's on your mind?
Well, the gentleman that was talking about protesting and the military and being a man, it kind of touched a nerve with me. I consider myself a libertarian by nature, but at the same time, you know, there is a place for the military. I mean,
really?
We can all agree that. Okay,
what place?
The kind of place where when the British were here and we had to fight them, the militia fought them, correct? I mean, we have fought
wait a minute.
Here.
Now, wait, isn't there a difference between the military and the militia?
Yes, there is. And the only reason we don't have to fight wars here anymore, according to the Russian military intelligence of the, 60s and 70s, was there were more weapons here than there were in all of Russia. So, yes, a militia would be necessary to, if we were fighting a war here.
So now, then you would support, let me see if I'm going to make sure I'm clear on what you're saying. You're
okay.
Kind of muddling the terms together. Would you say that you would support abolishing the military and just having a militia?
No, not necessarily. There are still enough foreign issues. And look, I mean, for me personally, when I hear about a tribe of people in Rwanda that are hacking off the limbs of another, you know, tribe, yeah, that bothers me. Do I wish that the UN was competent enough to get that job done? Yes, I do.
Why don't you go over there yourself and do something about the limbs being hacked off?
Oh,
I mean, there's nothing stopping you.
Are you serious?
Well, why do you think the government could do it if you can't rally enough support and through persuasion to get someone else
Indiana,
to do it?
Me in Indiana, I'm going to go rally support for individuals.
Well, maybe not
you
just
care,
to.
Or are you just
Africa.
Saying you care? Do you really care about those people, Phil?
Look, I'm 48 years old. If I was military age and they were taking volunteers today and we were going to fight in Rwanda, and I was of age, yes, I think that would be my duty to go help people who needed help. If somebody gets on their hands here and say, I'm an American, I don't care, that's up to them. I don't care. Nobody's being conscripted into the military here.
But I'm being forced to pay for it.
You guys were talking about 18-year-olds as victims. And if you've been on the school's campus, even a high school campus or any university lately, unless it says military institute at the end of it, it is not pro-military. You're kidding yourself if you think they're churning out soldiers.
Wait a minute. Didn't you just say you were 40? Hold on, Phil. Didn't you say you were in your late 40s?
Yes.
Allie, how old are you?
I am 21.
So you've been on a high school campus as of somewhat recently.
I've got five kids.
Recently, yes.
Yeah, so...
I've got five kids.
So I guess I think
I know which I speak.
Okay, well, thank you very much. But wouldn't you admit that there are recruiters on campus throughout the school system?
Yes. Do they let the Quakers come on?
Hold on. Do they let the Quakers come on and talk counter-recruiting?
I didn't have that experience.
A school today, you think they're going to let a religious organization come on campus?
Isn't that what the military?
What planet are you guys on?
Wait, okay, so let's say it's not religious. Let's say it's a group of activists that would like to come give
they're
a counter-recruitment presentation.
Now. We call that the faculty.
The faculty?
No. In my school,
you
the faculty
school
was...
anywhere.
Mostly pro-war.
Do you want to listen to the young lady trying to tell you what really goes on school campus? She's trying to tell you, Phil.
In my experience, in school, we were encouraged to go to college. And if you couldn't afford college, go into the military. What do you think happened to... Do you think the majority of students are going to be able to afford college on their own? Most kids at my school were... prompted to go to the military because they thought that if they didn't, then they would never be able to get a good job with decent pay and that they were going to fail at life.
And this is what the teachers
said. That is what they've been told.
And that, I think, would be a reasonable expectation of anyone who thinks that when you are being urged to join the military that you really wouldn't be asked to kill someone. Then you're not dealing with reality. That's what they do. That's like saying you should be a policeman because they get free meals once in a while, and if you can't afford food, you could go into McDonald's and get free food. Never mind that they might send you someplace where there's a holdup man with a gun in the bank who's going to kill you. I mean, the responsibility of a soldier is to kill if necessary. Why in the
world would someone get a free education?
That's your job is to get a free education? That sounds like these lunatics on Wall Street right now. Pay for everything. Just give it to me.
Phil, do you understand that all she was telling you is that the faculty supports sending kids to the military? So once again, there's no anti-military message on government school campuses. There's no organized counter-recruiting effort. It's only the military recruiting people, no counter-message whatsoever.
But what's the alternative? Are you insinuating that there's an anti-military, an anti-matter here?
I support your position of saying, look, I don't want to give my life to serve because I'm not at the right age. I'm just not in the right circumstance. So you want to support the military. So would you support making it optional for me to fund the military if, say, I don't want it, saying that you did come from a libertarian bent?
As soon as I get to not have to buy food for people who are fat.
Yeah, I don't want to make you buy food for anyone except the people you want to choose to buy food for.
Exactly.
So will you support
not funding the military if I don't want to? I think you and I are in complete agreement on that one. We're not going to have any arguments on that.
Great, Phil.
At the same time, you know, some people are going to say that they don't want to pay taxes for roads. It's necessary. The common defense is in the Constitution.
Just because some people wrote down an old document back a couple hundred years ago doesn't mean that anybody that's alive today or anybody that's alive then is obligated to obey it, dude.
Well, now you're getting dangerously close to living on a desert island. I mean, if you're not going to have any rules, then you start getting... That's not libertarian.
The Constitution, sir, is a set of rules for the government to follow. I don't know if you were aware of that, but...
It's a group of limitations on the government.
How's that working out?
It is a set of limitations on the government. It is not...
No, it's not backwards. There are still rules that everybody must live by.
They're not written into the Constitution. Those are the rules for the government to follow. So what does being a libertarian mean to you, Phil? I'm just curious. You described yourself that way.
I said I have a I would say that. I don't want anybody messing with my ability to carry a firearm if I want to. I want to be able to speak when I want to, where I want to, within limitations. I shouldn't be able to do that in someone else's yard or in their home if they don't want me there. But what, I don't know, what, how much further can you go?
If you had to sum up your belief.
I believe that the United States of America exists for a reason. And I think that this experiment in government is the most, without question, the most generous that there has ever been on the planet with personal liberties. And I think that your show takes them to the bizarre on occasion.
Our masters are so much nicer than any of the masters anywhere else.
Isn't that what you just said? Yeah, that is what he said.
For someone who's been to China on three different occasions.
I've been to China, Phil. What are you trying to say? Yeah, their masters suck. Our masters are way better. That's
actually
that's
Hong Kong ranks as the freest place in the world.
If you think for a second that China, you think that the communist government of China, if you can equate that with the United States government, you are absolutely a lunatic. You're a lunatic.
No, I never had any problems with the government while I was
you
in
just
China.
Use the word government to describe both places, so you're a lunatic.
We all breathe air, too. We all breathe air, too. Show
Phil,
me
when I asked you to define what being a libertarian meant for you, you went and you said, well, I want to do this and I want to do that. And that's great. Yeah. I'm glad that you want to do things, and I think you should be free to do things. But being liberty-oriented means...
I want to be free from the government to do things.
Thanks for the call, Phil. I appreciate hearing from you. 1-855-450-FREE. Being liberty-oriented, I don't use the term libertarian for myself anymore because people like Phil, and you know, I think they have poisoned what it used to mean. But to be liberty-oriented means not just what you want to do for your life. It means you have to support the freedoms of everyone to be able to do what they want with their lives as long as they're not harming other human beings. And the military hurts people. So therefore, like you, Derek and Allie, I have no interest in supporting an organization like that.
What's the point of being a libertarian if you're just like, I want to be able to do the things I want to do? That's everyone.
Right. And a lot of people want to do the things they want to do, but they don't want other people to do the things that they're interested in. So you, in order to love freedom, you have to give people freedom. You have to give people liberty. You have to allow them to choose and make choices that maybe you wouldn't make for yourself in your life and your family. And you have to be willing to be okay with that and focus on your own life and focus on making your world better. Hour 3 is next. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.